The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a very important and certainly exciting 4-2 victory over the Montreal Canadiens at the Bell Center in Montreal in front of a crowd of 20,962 fans. Great atmosphere as always here in La Belle Provence, and it started off as a track meet with the teams going up and down the ice against each other. There were a couple of goals that were called back. The first one was one for Montreal in which Alex Nedeljkovic apparently held the puck long enough to get a whistle. The puck did skirt free and the Canadiens did score the goal. However, they looked at it, they reviewed it, and they said it would not count. The Sharks also would get a goal disallowed a little bit later in the contest when Will Smith was ruled to have been offside, so that was part of the drama of the game. The other part of the drama of the game is that Montreal jumped on the Sharks early in that track meet and took the 1-0 lead at the 7:24 mark on a brilliant goal by Cole Caulfield. Backhand play to the slot goes by everybody, and Macklin Celebrini takes advantage and moves it out with Sherwood across the line. Little drop pass, Celebrini warding off the check, tried to get it, but taking it back, Slafkovsky. Here comes Caulfield, down the left, into the zone, score! When Cole Caulfield moves into the offensive zone, he is absolutely dangerous as a right-handed shot on the left-wing side. He got to the left-wing circle and just snapped one and went up top through Nedeljkovic. It's 1-0 Montreal. That was at 7:24 of the game. Cole Caulfield, his 38th of a season from Juraj Slafkovsky and Noah Dobson, and Montreal was in command. But the Sharks would come back and tie the game, and who else but Macklin Celebrini to do it? Here's Suzuki, the captain of the team, in across the San Jose line, makes the move on Dickinson, who slowed him up just enough to cause a turnover, and the Sharks take over, and Colin Graf skates up the left side. 1-0 Canadians. Graf comes across the line to Celebrini, shoots, score! Macklin Celebrini! A spectacular one up top, and the Sharks just tied the game on a wrist shot by Celebrini that looked like it was a slap shot by anybody else's imagination. That's for sure Celebrini's first of two goals and 3 points on the night as he picks up his 34th of a season to tie the game 1-1 at 13:12 of the first period. Colin Graf and John Klingberg assisted on the play. Now, couple of things about that. You hear Sam Dickinson's name mentioned, causing the turnover to get Klingberg to get it up to Graf. Dickinson, a very strong game defensively.
Yeah, I think the Sharks' decor as a whole, but Sam Dickinson specifically, his ability to close plays quickly once the opposition enters the defensive zone has just grown significantly in the positive direction, and it culminates in that play there, and great job by John Klingberg getting it right up to Graf, and then Celebrini takes care of the rest.
Now, Colin Graf has played with Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini for a lot of this season, but he wasn't supposed to do that tonight. But because of an injury to the just-recalled Igor Chernyshov in the opening minute of play on a body check by Mike Matheson, the result was he was taken to the hospital for some repairs and looked, but he got back to the locker room before the game was over, and that's the best news we can give you. But it was an ugly moment.
Yeah, and we heard John Klingberg talk about it. He went to the hospital, was back celebrating with the guys, so glad to see him okay. It's always scary. You hit your head on the ice. It's what we kind of caught from up here, but a speedy recovery to him, because you never want to see a guy get called up with all this promise and then one shift in, 28 seconds in. You have to wait another 2-3 weeks.
Well, that's right. But at that point, the score was tied 1-1. Then Celebrini thought he scored on the power play, but then it got reviewed, and a review got longer and longer and longer, and finally they determined that Will Smith's skate did not stay onside. And so, with that successful coach's challenge at 1:36 of the second period, the score remained tied at 1. But the Sharks, even though they only managed three shots on goal in the second period, would score twice on Jakub Dobiš. One of them was just a play snatched out of the air, basically, when Mario Ferraro just tossed the puck up in the air toward the Canadiens' net. Behind the net, there's Eklund with it, twisting, turning, stick handling against Hudson, turning to his left, Hudson pivoting. Now Eklund turns to his right, works it free to Wenberger, takes it in his skates. Gouldy tried to knock him down. Wenberg kept his footing, turns it, throws it back. Ferraro shoots, score! Mario Ferraro with some traffic in front just put the puck in the air with a wrist shot. It gets by Dobiš and the Sharks take the 2-1 lead. Oh, that was a beauty. Mario Ferraro, his fifth goal of the season. Wenberg and Eklund assisting to make it 2-1 Sharks at 11:56 of the second period. Again, I already told you, only three shots on goal in the second period. That was one of them. And then Colin Graf would get another one at 16:20. Here's a headman feed for Graf. Crosses the line, tips to Smith, left corner. Cuts behind the net in the Canadian zone. Holds onto it. Has a look. Goes back to Klingberg. Now to Celebrini, right circle. Celebrini stick handling back to the point. Shooting it through traffic. Score! Colin Graf was in front of a net, causing a screen against the Canadiens' defense, and it deflected and slipped by Dobiš. The Sharks are up 3-1. And again, Macklin Celebrini and Colin Graf making some magic. It was magical. Graf scoring his 18th goal of the season. Celebrini and John Klingberg assisting at 16:20 of the second period. And the Sharks had a 3-1 lead. Let us recall the game in early March at SAP Center when the Sharks were up 5-2 and the Canadiens roared back to tie the game, only to see the Sharks take control late in the third period. Well, Montreal thought they could do it again. Late in the second period, it would be their captain, Nick Suzuki, who would have the puck on his stick, and he just scored a beauty to make it 3-2. And Vinny Desharnais will be able to go back and try to send it around the board. Sherwood, a second chance, can't do it. So Desharnais sends it back the other way, and Dickinson tosses up the left side. Could be a break. Oh, too bad. It bounced through the reach of Ostapchuk. Otherwise, he was semi-gone. Canadiens back the other way. Suzuki takes the drop, moves in, shoots, score! Well, the captain of the Canadiens, Nick Suzuki, gets the crowd into hysterics as he gets the Canadiens to within one with his 22nd goal of the season. A little simple drop pass right after Zach Ostapchuk just barely missed the puck. Would have been a semi-breakaway for him. And instead, Montreal sent it back the other way. And the little drop pass wound up on the stick of the captain of the Canadiens. Ivan Demidov is the man who gets the primary assist on that. And so Montreal now makes it 3-2. The Sharks still have the lead, but the Canadiens are coming.
They were coming, and they thought they could come back as they did on March the 3rd to get things even in the third period against the Sharks. This goal, Suzuki's 22nd, from Demidov and Dobson at 17:38 of the second frame. But the third period would belong to a kind of a stifling style of Sharks hockey. They took the track meet away. They made it kind of a slower, plodding game. The shots ended up 8-7. It did open up a little bit, Jason, but I thought the Sharks defensively did a really good job as the period went on.
Well, we talked about it a little bit at the start of the call, but the Sharks right now, when leading after two, 10-0-1 on the road and 23-0-2 all season long. So that is just a really dedication to defense and preserving the lead and not getting over your skis. And I thought they've just been fantastic at suffocating. And we talk about plodding along, but they do it so well. And they took, what, 7-8 icings? But it seems to be all part of the plan and just slow down the game to their style, and it's worked beautifully. Nedeljkovic is there with all else fails.
He was solid as a rock, as he has been every time he's been called upon in these tense situations. And at the end of the game, with the Canadiens pulling the goaltender, Dobiš, for the extra attacker, Montreal started to press a little bit. And as it turned out, that was great news for Macklin Celebrini and the empty net. Net is empty to our right. Sharks lead by the score of 3-2. Goodrow sends it up the middle. There's Graf. 2-on-1 developing. Celebrini. Empty net. Celebrini. Score! Great play by the Sharks to win the puck in the defensive zone. And Graf to Celebrini. It's in the back of the net. Macklin Celebrini has 35 goals. Graf with a goal and a couple of assists. And the Sharks score the empty netter to take the 4-2 lead.
How about that? Macklin Celebrini, his 35th goal of the season, his second tonight, his third point. He has 94 points on the year. And Colin Graf, one goal and two assists, a three-point evening. He now has 39 points on the season, including 18 goals. He's got a two-game goal-scoring streak. Celebrini with points in eight consecutive contests. He has 13 points in those games. And so all in all, a lot of satisfying things to talk about in this San Jose Sharks 4-2 victory. It was a dramatic game today. Macklin Celebrini again providing the leadership with two goals and one assist. Colin Graf stepping up after Igor Chernyshov was injured with a goal and two assists. And the San Jose Sharks had a big game from the defense, led by Mario Ferraro, Sam Dickinson, and the man that's on the air with us now, John Klingberg, the veteran defenseman, coming up with a couple of big assists in this game. And right now he is with our good friend Jason Demers.
Klingberger, what a game, buddy. Just talk to me quickly about, you know, what was the key to this victory tonight?
Well, obviously, I think they're a really skilled team. They really want to come hard in transitions and small skills players that can score goals. So I think we did a good job on our forecheck today. I think we shut down the middle of the ice pretty good as well. So overall, a really good team win. That's how we want it to be on the road.
What's been your guys' focus going into third periods? You know, this year when you guys have the lead, you're 23-0-2. What's the communication from the coaching staff heading into the third tonight?
Yeah, I think obviously maybe from last year and a little bit earlier in this year, it's been a learning process for the team. And I think also when we kind of turn the season around, a little bit in a tough start, obviously, but we're finding ways to win games in different fashion.
And Klinger, just talk about, listen, man, like, you know, you've had your struggles the last few years with injuries. You're having a great season here with the Sharks, and you're playing in meaningful hockey games. You guys are now in a playoff spot in the last wild card spot. What does it mean to you to be playing in these games?
Yeah, no, it means a lot for sure. I mean, being able to play in the finals last year after almost 2 years off was huge. Just for the confidence, knowing that you can still play. This year, it's been a little bit up and down for myself. But again, here now, I feel like I'm starting to find the strides again. And like we talked about before, I think sometimes you're trying to do a little bit too much out there to be involved in the game. And if you just let the game come to you and simplify, all of a sudden you see yourself finding even more offense. So once again, that's a learning lesson for me, JD, and you know that.
I do. I certainly know that. I'm learning still today.
Yeah.
You know, talk about Chernyshov. You know, he comes in. It's very unfortunate he gets that injury. How hard is it, you know, tell the fans to reset as a player when you see somebody like that go down?
Yeah, it's tough. As a teammate, and obviously even if it's an opposing team, you never want to see anything like that. I didn't really see what happened, but as he was trying to stand up, like, that's scary. I think he went to the hospital where he was back here after the game now, seeing the boys. So that's a really good sign.
Yeah, speedy recovery to him. And lastly, your thoughts on Sam Dickinson and the season he's having?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been really good. As a defenseman coming into this league, it takes some time to get used to it. And I think you could kind of see that a little bit this earlier in the year. But I think since 5-10 games before the break, and even after the break here now, he's just taking off, and I think he's playing really, really good two-way. And I think obviously for him, everyone knows what he has offensively, but I think defensively he's improving a lot.
Well, I love you, buddy, and go enjoy that win. Go have a beer and a slice of pizza and get ready for Ottawa.
No beer, Ottawa tomorrow.
Ah, that a boy. I like it. Good answer. All right, that's John Klingberg.
See you guys.
See you, buddy. That's John Klingberg. Two assists tonight in a 4-2 win.
The Sharks up their record now to a total of 32 wins, 26 losses, and 6 OTs. They have 70 points on the year. While the Canadiens lose a tough one in regulation, Montreal, in a playoff battle of their own, drop back to 36-19-10. They have 82 points on the campaign. That is our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.